With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. There's been a frightening accident in Westport, New York.
A man was pulled into an MRI machine in New York after he walked into the room wearing a large chain necklace. A 61-year-old man had entered an MRI room while a scan was underway at Nassau Open MRI. The strong magnetic force drew him into the machine by his metallic necklace. Police said the incident resulted in a medical episode that left the man hospitalized in critical condition. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A plane bound for Detroit Metro Airport was diverted due to an unruly passenger trying to open an exit door mid-flight.
A SkyWest Airlines flight from Omaha, Nebraska to Detroit made an emergency landing in Iowa after a passenger fought with a flight attendant and tried to open an emergency door exit shortly after takeoff. The 23-year-old man was arrested after the plane safely landed in Cedar Rapids. The flight was then able to travel to its original destination in Detroit. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has filed a lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and media mogul Rupert Murdoch a day after the newspaper published a story reporting on his ties to wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein. The lawsuit was filed Friday in federal court in Miami, seeking at least $10 billion in damages. The move comes shortly after the Justice Department asked a federal court to unseal grand jury transcripts in Epstein's sex trafficking case. A lawyer for the maker of the video game Call of Duty argued Friday that a judge should dismiss a lawsuit brought by families of the victims of the Robb Elementary School attack in Uvalde, Texas, saying that the contents of the war game were protected by the First Amendment. Wall Street closing its third winning week this with a quiet finish, the S&P 500 edging down less than 0.1%, the Dow fell 0.3%. This is SRN News. The governor of New Hampshire vetoes some family-friendly bills.
Republican Kelly Ayotte has rejected measures that would have allowed parents to challenge pornographic books in the public schools and opt their kids out of mandatory vaccines with a religious exemption. The governor also vetoed legislation that would have kept males out of female restrooms and locker rooms and off of girls' sports teams in the schools. She also killed a bill that would have required students to learn about life in the womb. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump says he's convinced the Coca-Cola company to begin using only sugar cane or cane sugar in their drinks instead of corn syrup, and that will make things a bit easier on Orthodox Jews during Passover. The Orthodox don't eat corn during the annual celebration and so had to forego Coke or seek out bottles, the limited-run kosher version, during that time. In past years, Jews would hurry to the stores in hopes of finding the special sugar-sweetened Cokes during Passover, identified by a bright yellow cap. This is SRN News. A judge has set a new execution date for a Texas man.
The inmate had been set last year to become the first person in the U.S. to be put to death for a murder conviction tied to a diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome. State District Judge Austin Reeve Jackson set an October 16th execution date for Robert Roberson. Roberson's lawyers had objected to the new date, arguing Roberson still has an appeal pending before the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Roberson had faced execution last October, but got a stay after a flurry of last-ditch legal challenges. John Scott reporting.
Oscar-winning lyricist Alan Bergman has died at 99. A family spokesperson said he died late Thursday in Los Angeles. Bergman teamed with his wife Marilyn for an enduring and loving partnership that produced such old-fashioned hits as How Do You Keep the Music Playing, It Might Be You, and the classic The Way We Were. The Bergmans were among the most successful and prolific teams of their time. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.